The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you into our show here. We're Downtown Super Talk Radio Station here. I mean, on a beautiful Thursday morning. It's been a beautiful week, so we're all excited about just being here. I'm Tommy Wilson. I'm director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with two of my great friends, Bobby Capps, who is the lead guy in the biblical counseling at Crosswind Ministries. He's also the biblical counseling at the Freedom Center. He's also mine and Wesley's personal counselor. So, in other words, Bobby Capps is the counselor. Okay. All right, and Wesley Jackson's with me, and he is the director and the overseer at the Freedom Center. And with that, he's the one that has to try to keep Ralph in line, so that's a big job, too. We just gave up on that.
That's why he needs the counselor.
Yeah, that's the reason we meet with Bobby weekly.
I need the counselors to help Ralph.
Yeah. So, but no, we love what we get to do. Our mission each day is to bring hope. Our mission of this radio show for the last 4 years is to bring hope and information on in our community how you can get help and be part of that help. You know, I heard Chris Bush share a testimony twice in the last month, and he said, I am now part of the solution. I'm no longer part of the problem.
Amen.
And, man, I love that. To be part of the solution, know how to get help, be part of the journey. That's who we are at Crosswind Ministries, at Living Free Ministries, and at the Freedom Center. And Wesley, you got next week, you'll have three guys here graduating. So, man, that means you need probably you could take in four guys, maybe even five right now.
Yes, we have beds available. That journey starts at CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Go to the apply page, click on the info button, put in someone's name, phone number, whatever you got to do. If you're trying to get someone to get some help, we'll reach out to them and
super easy,
low
barrier, really, honestly. When you click on it, you can do the whole thing in 2 minutes.
The only guys that would have trouble is that we've been in a jail revival the last 3 nights, and everybody in there was asking. Them guys would have a little trouble because they don't have access to computer or supposedly not access to their phone. So if you've got access to a computer or your phone, you can do that application, right,
yeah.
Wesley?
Yeah, it's like Bobby said, super simple. Get us a phone number and a name, and we'll get right back to you and get the process started. Got at least 4 to 5 openings, I'd say, right now. Going to have graduation next Thursday. So next Thursday morning's radio show will be eventful. We got three guys going to be in the studio here with us and share what their journey's been like at the Freedom Center and what the next stage of life's going to look like.
Yeah, big shout out to Christian, Kenny, and Truett as they finish up their last week with us. And thankful that we've been part of that journey and things. So also, it's a big weekend in our community, Bobby. It's Coke Race weekend. It's the biggest weekend of the year in Corinth. A lot of events going on. Tops it off with a Coke Race downtown Saturday morning. You can go by the Coke Museum, get you a Coke float. There's a lot of things going on.
10-4. Listen, let me tell you something that we're trying to promote hope. We're trying to promote Jesus. Sometimes, and we do get to celebrate a lot, the people that partner with us and how wonderful our community is and giving and all this kind of stuff. But man, we could just have a show talking about how great Corinth is every week. It's one of the coolest little cities I've ever been to. Its vibe is cool. Its people are cool. They love each other. They partner. You know what I mean? It's a city that wants to get better. It's a city that like thinks about going to the next level all the time, and really puts their money where their mouth is, and their ingenuity where their mouth is. And one of the things that we love in this city is there's a whole bunch of runners. They're just people love to run here. We have great cross, even starts in junior high and high school. We have great cross country teams, and we have all these good track teams.
Son here at Super Talk is going to be running for the state championship this weekend, I think.
Right here. Andy, you want to come talk about it? But anyways, we have a running community all the way up. Just tons of people love to do it, you know. So we get to celebrate runs. Like the Rotary has a run this week. Coke has its annual run. Yeah. These are all just real.
Downtown will be hopping. Saturday.
Come to Corinth and look at it.
Wesley, Friday night at 6:30, our friend Marty Lewis is going to be over here with his band, I think from 6:30 to 8:30 downtown over here at the new little park.
Yeah, cool.
So Marty will be downtown. You want to come hear their band, Dixie Mafia. There'll be all kind of events. You know, I was sitting here thinking, I've been in a lot of downtowns in the state of Mississippi. I love the state of Mississippi. I love to travel and just see the history, the downtowns, Natchez, Bay St. Louis, Ocean Springs, our capital, Jackson. All of them's got a lot of got great downtown. But I'm telling you, Corinth's at the top.
Yeah,
you know, good. Corinth's at the top, and it's because we got great leadership and people take pride in.
That's right. That's
what
right.
We've got, and it's a big weekend with the Coke race. So we invite you to make sure you plan to be downtown Friday night, Saturday morning. It's worth to go over by the Coke Museum, just get you a free Coke float.
Let me give you another related shout out, and this is about what happened last weekend at the bridge. One of the things I also love about this area is that ministries really do love each other. We care about each other's churches. We want each other's churches to succeed. We care about each other's ministries. We partner across lines. You're sitting there. If you're from Corinth, you're sitting there thinking, yeah, I give to this and this and this and this. And you guys all keep ministries going. You keep your churches going. And one of the great things last weekend at the bridge was they had this recovery partnership, and you begin to realize that right here in our own, you know, in North Mississippi, there's such a collaboration of people that are trying to help folks, and especially in this area of addiction, which is just such a killer to our communities and to our families. Yeah. And we're really standing against the devil on this stuff, man. Yeah. And we're doing it holding hands. We're not in competition with each other. We love each other. We're for each other, you know. And so I'm really that it's so cool to find that in a community where everybody's not like thinks of each other's competition. Yeah. We actually think each other's partners.
Oh yeah, and I was thinking this morning. I'm tired. We've been busy last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the bridge with the recovery revival Friday night. We get out of there about 10. They hosted a meal, man. Pastor Jason Roberts and that whole crew done unbelievable. But they had, and then Saturday morning, I think they had almost like really 30 ministries all together. You know, like God's House of Hope, when they show up, that brings four or even more representatives of ministry. Transformation Ranch, when they show up, the same thing. Yeah. You know, and then go back to last Wednesday, we was at First Baptist with Transformation Ranch, David Ball and that group doing that panel. Then Saturday morning, we done another panel with the district attorney, our friends from Prentice County Sheriff's Department. Living Free was represented. There was so many other ministries represented. And then Saturday night there at the bridge, and then Sunday they wrapped it up with baptism, and I got a chance to baptize Tyler. But and then Sunday afternoon they had the FCA banquet here where they had like 300 people. I had Sid Bream speaking, And then starting Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, me and Wesley has been doing a jail revival at Tishomingo County Baptist Church, Tishomingo County Sheriff's Department, the jail.
Tishomingo County Baptist Church, the prison.
Yeah.
Might as well call it a Baptist church. It was this week.
Yeah. With our friend, Chaplain Robert Woods from Belmont. So, and then, today we're booked all day today, and then tonight we're going to have our celebration night. So, it's a busy time. So, guys, I'm looking forward to this weekend where I can just come get me a Coke float and enjoy the race and see some of my friends cross the finish line and all that. So, I'm thankful for it, but also I'm looking forward to it. But, hey, if you need help today, if you're struggling with drug addiction, if you're upside down, man or woman, we can get you help. Men, we've got beds at our place. Women, we can get you in a place. If you'll just contact us, I guess you can go online and do the application at our place, and that gives Wesley a phone number. Yeah.
And also, if you're not fit for our place, we'll get you somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to get you help.
Yeah.
And please reach out to us.
Mark Bishop was with us Saturday. He drove up, so he's part of treatment facilities and detox systems and things like that. So we have a lot of outlets, so we're thankful for that. And man, just like the radio show, we get to do it because of our sponsors. And I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Gatlin's Pharmacy, our friend Bart and Don Dorn, Nick Bain. Thankful for Nick and his partnership with us. My wife, Maria Wilson, and Wilco Real Estate Group, located downtown here in Corinth. I promise you, my wife's going to outwork anybody that's in the real estate business for you. And her team, which includes my daughter, Olivia, so reach out for any of them. Wesley, what's the other sponsors?
Yeah, we have Hudson Window Solutions, came on back last summer. Daniel Arthur and the local Subways here, a big supporter of what we do. Outpost Outdoors up in Pickwick for all your ATVs, UTVs, camping, all that type of outdoor fun. They got a new place there where they're having 4,000 acres to ride and just enjoy outdoors. Crosswind Ministries, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, Living Free Ministries, all supporters of the show. If you're out and you happen to be in any of these establishments, tell them you heard about them right here on the Hope Show. We'll be right back.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, They know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Good morning. We welcome you back to our second segment of Hope. We've been doing this show for almost 4 years. We're in our fourth year, I think. And so we're thankful that we get to do that. We gave a big shout out to our radio sponsors. And man, we're thankful for you. It's because of you we get to do this. And man, you know, it's we talked about how busy the last few weeks has been with a bridge recovery revival, the jail revival, everything else going on, the Freedom Center, you know, and we've got beds, so we want to help you. But, Bobby, we've got a big event coming up May the 16th, 17th, and 18th, where we are celebrating 20 years of ministry in this community. So we're thankful for that. And Jeff Arp with Living Free reached out to me and asked me if I, sometime last year, would I be interested in hosting a regional conference. And I said, what I'd like to do is, because 2024 is our 20th year, so we would bounce off of his idea of a regional conference and just celebrate our 20 years. And so we're thankful for that. We want to give you some information about that. But, Bobby, you've been with us for about 15 years of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley's been here the last 5 years or so with Living Free and things. So we're thankful we get to do it. But, you know, I want to share a little bit about it, but then also share about our event, May the 16th, 17th, 18th. Living Free got started out of me looking for a place for my brother. Randy was in trouble. He was in jail at Prince County Sheriff's Department. My boss, Dan Arthur, had introduced me to a guy in Savannah, Tennessee, Jim Farrakis. And I reached out to Jim to go visit Randy. And through that, I started going to his meetings. And me and David Dodd. And we started going up there twice a week.
Jim's the director of the Teen Challenge in Savannah, Tennessee.
Yep.
And he had meetings that where the public could come, like kind of like outpatient meetings, and like we do now at Living Free. But that was what they started going to.
Yeah. And so we was going to these support groups and things, and every night we'd ride home. D. Dodds and me would talk, man, we need to be doing this in Corinth. We need to do this in Corinth. We was meeting with a group that had started thinking about doing something. And we done that for several months. And I won't ever forget, D-Dodd would go up there when I couldn't go. D-Dodd would just go by himself. And sometime during that journey, one night coming home, he said, Bubba, are we just going to keep riding up here and praying and thinking about this, or are we going to do something about it? So we went to Kenny Digby with the idea that wanted to start a support group, needed a place, and Kenny Digby was the director of the Alcorn County Baptist Association, and he gave me a key and told me to make it home. And we started meeting there on a Tuesday night once a week. The first meeting we had like 12 folks there, and we had Cokes and chips and cookies, and we met, and ever since then we've been meeting. And soon after that, we outgrew the Baptist Association. We started having 15 people. We started having 18 people. We started having 20 people. And Magnolia Funeral Home had just bought the old Oakland Baptist Church. And they had this metal building out back, and they wasn't using. D-Dodd went out there and asked them if we could use it, and they gave us the key. And a big shout out to Magnolia Funeral Home. At the time, it was Charlie Brown and Leroy Brown and Jim Calvary. And we was out there about a year and then decided to buy the building. And that's where we've been at. So that's kind of how it got started. But over the years now, we was talking earlier.
But the way that we made a partnership with Living Free was, it was their curriculum that we began our small groups
with.
Yeah,
and I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim was using Living Free
Curriculum. Yeah, in Teen Challenge.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about
the organization.
And I'll get to how I got hooked up with them. So we had been going about 10 years, meeting out here, buying curriculum from Jim Farrakis, or going online and buying this curriculum. They had mailed it to us. Well, one day, me and Maria had just opened up the mattress store, so that's over 10 years ago. A guy named Dan Strickland calls me and says, hey, I'm in Memphis. I'd like to drive over to Corinth and meet you. And I said, okay, tell me who you are. And he said, well, I'm the president of Living Free. I'm the president of Living Free. And I got to thinking I'd seen his name on the books. So I said, well, come on, I'd like to meet you. I hung up the phone, told Maria who it was, and first thing she done, she said, Tommy, what have you done? You're in trouble. We had no idea. And then we find out that Living Free is in 119 countries. Living Free, the curriculum is in 38 different languages.
Oh, by the way, and just to let you know the impact they've made on his life, the word curriculum is a pretty big word for Tommy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, he could say it now without, like, no problem.
Well, I may not give you I may not give you the meaning of it, but that's what they call it, okay? So that started a partnership that expanded our boundaries, that kind of went from us just being this local group to a national deal and even a global deal where they use us as a model, because we are community-driven at our Living Free here in Corinth. 99% of them is a church-driven ministry. We have our own campus.
Not standalone, not for profits. Yeah.
Yeah. So we are our own. We are community-driven. Where we have 70 churches involved with us, or more, maybe even more, and then the whole community, where they are up out of a church, and it's opened up the doors for us to go from Abington, Virginia, to Florida, to all around the country, sharing about what Living Free is, into Kentucky and other things, and what we do here locally. And really, Bobby, what we do here locally is offer hope.
Yeah.
We open up the doors. I was telling Wes that we met with the sheriff, Ben Caldwell, the superintendent of education, Brandon Quinn yesterday, the Daily Corinthian. And I think about that front door at Living Free, how many times it's been open over the last 19 years there at our campus. There's no telling how many different people's walked in. How many people's walked in that had no hope, didn't know how to get help, maybe just needed a meal or whatever. And that's who we are there. We meet there now every Monday night. And we meet there every Thursday night at 6. We'll have a celebration night tonight. I'll be talking about Living Free tonight. And that's who we are. And, it's open. Saturday morning, last Saturday morning, Wesley, we had 40 men there. At 7 o'clock, men that crosses the lines of denomination, men that crosses the line of church houses. Some of them ain't got a church membership. Some of them ain't part of church. But I don't know how do you gather that type group up.
Yeah, and we're going verse by verse through the Bible. We're just in Genesis 27 or something. It's like here's all these guys that'll just show up and just go through God's word together.
Yeah.
And it's pretty beautiful.
And we have guys come from Saltillo last week. We have guys drive from Boonville. I got a guy that may show up this week from Tupelo, coming to see how we do this and things. And for this conference that's coming up, and I'll talk more about it in the third segment, we got people coming from Virginia, Missouri. We got people coming from all around the country, hopefully Florida, just to see what's happening in Corinth, Mississippi. And let me tell you what's happening in Corinth, Mississippi. God has just used some uneducated, untrained folks in this community that we was bragging on in the first segment has supported it. And we don't do nothing special except for unlock the door, and have a meal. Right now, like on Monday night, this past Monday night, Truett had strawberry crunch or something, and some lemon cake. Tonight, our friends from the Dinner Bell are catering a meal for us. A lot of nights, Thursday nights, our friends from Casu Methodist Church will feed us, First Presbyterian will feed us, First Methodist will feed us, Walden Street Christian Church rotates. So we have several churches that's just in that lineup that, hey, that's our mission. We're going to come feed y'all. And we're thankful for that. That's what happens. We're located out there behind Magnolia Funeral Home. Again, we're thankful for Jim Cavery and his team. Jim's a dear friend, and I'm thankful for him. But just thankful for what we get to do over the years. And, Bobby, you've been a part of it for a long time.
Yeah, big time. And I don't remember when you said this, but recently, maybe it was Saturday morning, where you were just saying, you know, the only thing we've really been good at is leaving the door open, you know.
Yeah.
And there's something about that. It's just saying, I'm here for you. That's, you know, it. We actually call that, we have it at Crosswind, we do the same, we just call that the front door ministry. You know, it's like, What does that mean? It's like, well, if you're in trouble, just come to this front door, and, you know, somebody's going to meet you here, and somebody's going to help you, you know, find what you need, you know. And that's been this gift that you've given to the community. I would say this, and this is not like me, but it is definitely like you. Your phone's a front door. Like, you'll let anybody call you, you know, like, You know, it's like a jillion times. Like, I had to change my phone 3 times so people quit calling me. But, like, you're like, dude, you know, I don't care. Call me. You know, I'm going to. But why?
I will because, tell you this.
Well, I want to help you, you know. And I'm not trying to tell y'all I'll call him because, you know, he gets a jillion a day. But the thing is that your life is the front door. I'm here to help. I'm here to connect you to somebody that's going to help. And, you know, that is the Lord's. This is what I mean. And if you don't mind, if I just brag on this as it relates to the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus said this about himself: I didn't come here to be served. I came here to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. Right? I mean, it is the Spirit of Christ that doesn't come to be served, but that comes to serve and to give his life for people. And you've done that in this community, and you keep doing it every day and in every way. And your mattress store, it's a front door.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if the Living Free doors close, well, you know, come down to the mattress store. You know what I mean?
By the way,
like, it doesn't matter.
The guys outside of Preston that works there, Preston grew up at Living Free. The guys that work there is a product of Living Free.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so they know when somebody walks in, sometimes they want a mattress, sometimes they need help.
They're there to pick up a ham. We have a freezer full of hams we're giving away right now. So, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the big event coming up May the 16th, 17th, 18th. We want you to be a part of it, so we want you to go ahead and mark it on your calendar right now. We'll be right back.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after school programs. We provide no cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment of our show, Hope. One thing I did not do is give you our phone numbers today. If you want to comment or question anything about what we're sharing, especially about Living Free today, 662-603-9829. That is 662-603-9829. You can text, give us a comment about anything we've said. We'd love to hear from you. You can listen to this show anywhere in the world. We'd love to hear if you're listening to it right now. Text us and let us know. Online at supertalk.fm Corinth. When I'm out of town, I always listen to it and things. So I've listened to it from Jimmy Carter's presidential library to the beach in Orange Beach to wherever I'm at, Chicago or wherever I've been at. I've always listened to it online. And we'd like to hear from you if you're listening on it. You can text us and just say, hey, man, I'm listening to the show. 662-603-9829. You can go back and listen to any of our shows on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. We've got a listen page, like a podcast page, and this show will be uploaded. I think Alex is out of town. Big shout out to Alex Sellers Media. He takes care of our web pages and a lot of stuff for us. So, but I think he's out of town for a day or two, and he'll get it uploaded there, I'm sure, when he gets back.
The real question is, would you listen if you was at a Yankees game?
Yeah, the Yankees game would not be playing at 9 o'clock in the morning.
He said before or after.
But that's the break I get there.
But don't have to feel the pressure.
Yeah, but 2024 is a big year for us. We are celebrating 20 years. I've shared how it got started, how it kind of, Dan Strickland and them coming into our life about 11 years ago, and that expanded our boundaries and a lot and things. So we're thankful for that. But I want to share about a big event that's coming up. It's May 16th, 17th, and 18th. We're going to be celebrating. We're hosting a Living Free Regional Conference. But that Thursday night, our own Polly Johnson is going to kick us off. Polly will be our speaker for our celebration night. Our friends of Kasu Methodist Church is providing a meal. I talked to Big Mama yesterday, and she's on it. I'm telling you. You're talking about a local missionary. Big Mama is the person there that I want to be someday. And so they're going to take care of the meal. Polly will kick off. That's our celebration night on Thursday night. We start at 6 o'clock, and then Friday, May the 17th, we're going to have an all-day event. We're going to take a little break in the afternoon, but starting at 9 o'clock that morning, we'll have the mayor there to kick us off, and then I'll be sharing some of the history of Living Free. We'll have some testimonies. I've got both sheriffs I've got a sheriff from Prince County, sheriff from Aucoin County that's going to be there. Nick Bain will be there that morning. And we're going to break for lunch. Our friends Daniel Author and Subway is going to feed us lunch. So we'll have Subway for lunch, and then we'll start back about a little, 1 o'clock or so with some music. Brandon Quinn is going to kick the afternoon session off. He's the superintendent of education. And Wesley, we've been in the schools for a long time now.
Yeah.
And you've been with us. So share about what we had Andy with us yesterday, and it was really good. But share about our school.
Yeah, no, we go to the local alternative school every Wednesday, Tommy, and it's usually a different group of kids often, and that kind of scene changes week to week. But always we have kids ranging from 9, 10 years old all the way up to 18 years old, and we go in there and just get to share the hope that we have in Christ with them, get to start up some dialogue with them, and try to really just see what's going on in their life. Some of my favorite moments inside the school is whenever we have those type of meetings where they chime in and they tell us what's going on with them. They really open up. You know, one girl sticks out really vividly in my mind because we go in and we're always talking about the Freedom Center and Living Free and how the struggles of life kind of overtake some of the guys that we deal with. And she shared with us about how she had lost her brother to addiction and really opened up to us. And it was something that really touched me because it really brought to life these kids are dealing with it, the struggles that even adults are dealing with. And it means a lot whenever they open up and they trust us to come in and share with them. And they also trust us to be part of their life. And it's really cool when we get out and about in the local community. You'll be in Walmart or somewhere and the kids will come up to you and be like, "Hey, you're the guy that brought us donuts," or "You're the guy that brought us cookies." I tell the guys, when anybody that asks us, "Well, how do you go, and is it scripturally led?" And they always lead with giving them the option to be partakers or not. But right on the backside of that option, we got the donuts and we got the cookies. So it's like, is it really optional? They all come in there and they all show up. This is part of the deal. So, man, it's always fun to see them there with their little smile on, ready for us to be there. They look forward to us coming, and I look forward to going.
And we're hoping that Principal Randy Holt and his crew can be there that Friday morning and stuff. The kids will be gone from the alternative school by then. But then after Brandon Quinn speaks, we're going to have the city judge. Yeah. And Wesley, you work in the city courthouse.
Court. Well, Judge Phelps there in the city court is just a blessing to the community here. She is all about seeing people who are wanting help. To get help, to get out of the cycle of repetitively coming in front of her. You know, Tommy, I started going there, I think it was around last August, and just in my short amount of time I've been there every Monday, already I see repeat offenders cycling through that whole system. So oftentimes after you keep seeing the same people for some of the similar charges, you know there's more going on than just the charges. There's something behind the scenes that are driving it. And so whenever they reach out for help, she's quick to try to get them whatever help that is. Whether it's recovery help, rehab, mental help, she's quick to help. And so I'm excited about her sharing that day, just about the impact she has on the community. Also, she's over the youth court. So she does a lot inside the youth court and how she helps folks and families that way. I'm excited to hear all about that.
So, we've got a big day. That'll probably carry us up to 2:30, 3 o'clock. Then we're going to take a break. We're going to come back at 6 o'clock that afternoon and kick off with a big worship service led by our man Rocky and his group he's putting together. And then our friend Jared Height, who's the pastor of Church of the Crossroads, who is a big supporter of our ministry. We're thankful for them. And Jared Height is going to be sharing that night. So it'll truly be a celebration night. It'll be a true celebration of the 20 years we've put in and things. So we're looking forward to that. And then that Saturday morning, we will kick off. Of course, we'll have our men's group, but at 9 o'clock that morning, from 9 to 12, Living Free, the leaders, Jeff Arp, Greg Keelan, they're going to be here hosting a Living Free training. You can learn how to have a support group, learn how to start this in your church, how to start one in your community. They will carry you through a training that morning from like 9 to 12. There is a cost for that. I'm thinking $25 for that. But look, because you need the material and all that they have. But then after they get done, we're going to carry everybody that's involved with that training, who has been a part of our group and things. We're going to Goat Island Campground, and we're going to host a picnic that is sponsored by Outpost Outdoors, our friend Joe Lee and Jay Harrison. Joe texted me this morning, said he's got the beans and potato salad and all that lined up, and they're getting barbecue lined up. Hopefully we'll carry some of our friends from out of town just to see how beautiful Pete Week is and kind of close it out right there at Goat Island. So it's a big weekend, and we want you to be involved.
And we'd give a shout out to the local churches. We spent 4 or 5 years really trying to develop Living Free ministries as far as we could drive, you know, Boonville and out to the west and to the east and down in Belmont and all these different areas. And and you may be sitting there saying, you know, I mean, it's hard for my guys to drive all the way to Corinth. Don't think that, you know, opening the door of your church and having a small group where people can come and sit around and get better, you know, and figure this addiction thing out is beyond your church. It's really wonderful, and you'll find out in that training that it's doable and that you can do it.
Yeah, we would love to get you trained that Sunday. I mean, that's Saturday. And you could learn, you could start your support group right there in your church. It would be your church that owns that support group. Like, I know Martin Hill Freewell Baptist at Boonville's got one on Thursday night. Our friend Dennis at Dennis Church, Nathan Hodum's got one. We have helped a couple more churches. COVID kind of closed that down. We'd like for them to start back up. We would love for Living Free to have a support group in a lot of local churches where your church is taking ownership of it. Your church is offering it on a, whether it's a Wednesday night, Sunday night, or you want to say, hey, we're going to offer a group on Tuesday night.
And what we want to do as a local Living Free ministry is we want to be the hub that can help you and, you know, support you. We'll come and help you start it up. We'll come meet with your people. We'll come do meetings for a while, whatever you need.
Yeah.
We're here to serve you, but we want the local church to flourish in this area. Sometimes the local church thinks that we're not equipped to be able to help addicts. Well, you sure are. You're God's people, and God's people are rescuers.
Wesley started one in Pitwick on Tuesday night. Share about it right quick, Wesley.
Yeah, we started into that Stepping Into Freedom's book on October, I believe in October of 2019, and it's just been a place of sanctuary for a bunch of men in the community to come and be transparent, open up about what's going on in life, to read the scripture. We've kind of transitioned into reading scripture each Tuesday and talking about what's going on struggles wise or what's going on good around the local little community, and just being there to pray for each other, laugh,
that'll be an open door for any man there. Tell them what
it's at 7 o'clock every Tuesday night at the family clinic at the lake right there in the Pickwick Supermarket Shopping Center. 7 o'clock every Tuesday.
But that's as simple as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, he just opened the door.
Yeah.
And just, you know, we have the workbooks and you just sit around, you know, just open the door. I mean, and you'd be surprised how many people really long for this kind of environment and this kind of help and don't feel safe about doing it. And so we really encourage you, if you're believers, if you're, you know, especially church members and pastors, elders and deacons, really take advantage of this opportunity and come and hear about it. And maybe it'll really inspire you to go back to your churches and get started.
Our friend over in Eckrew, Jeremy Easterly, he had one there. I can get you the information there. We'd like to see some in Union County, Tipper County, McNary County, Hardin County, in Tishomingo County. We'd love to be able to help you get a Living Free group started. Training will be that Saturday, May the 18th. You would need to come to it and go through it and just learn what that looks like. But we'd love to help you. May the 16th, 17th, 18th, we're going to have a big celebration. We want you to be involved. Put it on your calendar. Make plans to come. It'll be special that week. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and wrap this up.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carm, Mississippi. It's springtime. Baseball season started. College basketball is finishing up. Camping season's beginning. It's the best time of the year. It's also a great time to buy a new mattress or a new piece of furniture. Don't forget, we are your bounce house and water slide headquarters. Come see us or just call us. And folks, you know you have to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our last segment. We've took this show today to kind of put it out there and kind of celebrate the 20 years of Living Free. Again, it's May 16th, 17th, and 18th. We're celebrating. We're hosting a regional conference for our friends at Living Free. And there's a lot of them folks is coming in, so we're excited about them coming to Corinth to see what's going on in Corinth and how we run a community-driven Living Free. We're one of the only hand, probably less than a handful, that has a community-driven Living Free. Most of them is set up in churches. Most of them is minister-driven out of a church. Yeah. And
to have a standalone not-for-profit,
yeah,
is unique in the Living Free world.
And to be real about it, that happened all accidentally because we had no idea that what their plan, what their model was, and so we've come along and done that now. And my granddaughter just walked in or was brought into the room, so she has just lit the place up. Yeah. So we're celebrating 20 years, but May the 16th, 17th, 18th, you can get training on how to do a Living Free program. You can come celebrate with us and be a part of it. And man, we'd love to answer any questions, anything about that week. You can text me, 662-603-9829. You can reach out to Wesley. We want to get as many people involved with it as we can.
Yeah, Tommy, I think back over the last 5 years and how instrumental Living Free's been for me to just really find a place to come into my own as far as sharing my faith and having a safe place to go meet with folks, be transparent about the struggles that life brings and coming out of addiction and the uncertainty of certain things. And it's just been a blessing for me. But my first big experience with Living Free as far as not just being the Corinth version, but being the nationwide version, was whenever we went over to Dennis Church there at our brother Nathan's place. And Skip Arp came, and he did all the facilitator's guide and training. And I went through that course that Saturday with you as Nathan and him were planting that Living Free there in Dennis Church. And, man, that was just my first big exposure to what Living Free could look like outside of the Corinth version.
And, sure.
You know, I went through that facilitator's training guide and kind of got the certificate. And it gave me a little bit of a sense of ability that – maybe I can start my own group.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of gave me the sense that it don't have to be somebody that's polished and all trained up in all of these different areas.
Hey, man, if you could open a workbook and sit down with some guys and be honest, that'll work.
Well, that's what it was, and it teaches you how to just come into a setting with like-minded folks that are struggling, that want to do things different, and just open the door, open the book, and lay your cards out on the table and just go from there. And that was a... that was what it was for me, and been doing that meeting up there on Tuesday for the last 4 years. And I always open the meeting pretty much with this. We don't really know what we're doing. This is a pretty informal meeting. We're going to open the book, and anybody that has something to say is welcomed. Don't monopolize the time, but if you got something that you're struggling with, we want to be there for you, because odds are we may be struggling with something similar ourselves. But I've noticed around the table that one man gets transparent and open and honest, the next man's a lot more likely to do it. And then the next man, it's kind of that domino effect. And that's what a small group really breeds, is that transparency.
Living Free's motto, it's the people of God, it's the Word of God, and the Spirit of God.
There you go.
So them three things, you come together, and God just starts breaking down walls.
That's it.
Because we all live behind walls. Mm.
You got that right.
And Bobby called it... earlier in a break, he said that Wesley's willing to throw his cards out on the table.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming from old
face
gambler.
Up.
Yeah, gambler or something. You think Ralph Gabe been teaching.
And there's something about folks that's lived a 20-year life in addiction that don't have that much drugs, alcohol, that don't have that much of a problem on doing that. You know why? Because the whole community's seen the struggle.
Yeah.
The whole community has seen
they've
my
already
cards.
Seen your cards.
They've seen my
up.
Cards. Hey, this guy's playing on two deuces. Yeah. He ain't got much going, you know. So they see the cards changing.
Yeah.
So I ain't got, they seen that side of me. I have no problem showing them this side of me.
One of the biggest compliments that we ever got at Living Free, me and my wife done a video for Living Free years ago. And in that video, she said when she walks in the door, she feels the hope at Living Free.
Yeah.
And she said, there's no hope like there is at Living
That's
Free.
Good.
And I won't never forget that. That's a compliment. We want to give you hope. We do that every Monday night and Thursday nights here in Corinth, Saturday mornings for the men. But tonight at 6 o'clock, we will have our celebration night. We'll be talking more about Living Free tonight. We'll have some music. We'll have sharing testimony. But then we'll have a meal after the meeting. So we want you to come be a part of it. It's open meeting. You can be involved in it. So that's your invitation. We always close this out with Wesley reading the book of Jude there, the final few verses. It's just kind of who we are and kind of a tribute to old D-Dog.
People of God, the Word of God, and the Spirit
of
God.
And a quick mention, today is National Day of Prayer.
Yeah.
At the courthouse at lunch, show up there and pray with everybody. It's another awesome thing that we do here in Corinth, and it's done around the country.
So
I'm glad you touched.
Would love to see everyone out there coming together just lifting up our country. Now, this is Jude chapter 1, the only chapter in Jude, and verse 24 and 25. It says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen."
Amen.
Amen. Amen.